Good morning. How good it is to be together on this fifth Sunday in the season of Lent. It's hard to believe that Easter, Maundy Thursday, all of those events of Holy Week are just around the corner. And I'm so glad that you have been journeying with us toward that day. A few important announcements before we enter into our time of worship. And I trust you know that as we gather, no matter who you are, or where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and share God's love with you. A reminder, you see up here in the front on the easel, the sign-up chart for our Holy Week prayer vigil. It begins at noon on Maundy Thursday, concludes at noon on Good Friday with the start of our Good Friday service. They are half-hour time slots that we invite you to claim. You may pray here at church. The church building will be open all 24 hours during that time, including the sanctuary where you may come in the peace and quiet of the night. We ask you to pray wherever you may be. Some choose to pray from work or home or wherever their journeys may take them. Our intent is to have 24 hours of prayer for our country, our world, our community, our faith community, the people we love. We don't instruct you about how to pray. We simply invite you to pray, to fill those moments with time that connect you closer to God. And there are still some pretty good spots available, especially if you tend to be an insomniac in the middle of the night. There's a lot of good slots in the wee hours of the morning, so check them out and claim a half-hour time slot. And then a reminder also that the carry-out connection bags, brightly colored bags back in the narthex, are available for our children, our Sunday school bags, filled with activities for the month of April, including some special activities for Holy Week. So please make sure that you pick up your carry-out connection bags, parents for children or grandchildren or neighbors. We want to make sure that those bags get put to good use and the activities get enjoyed. And I believe that's all of the announcements. I have saved an important announcement for last, and for that I'm going to turn things over to Bill Leslie, our church council president.
Good morning. Thank you, Sue. So, it goes without saying that it's an impossible task to replace someone as talented and beloved as Reverend Sue. As we move into this next chapter in the life of St. John's, we will be keeping the members and friends of St. John's informed about all of our plans and progress on our journey to call our next pastor. Now, there was an announcement that did appear in the Herald earlier this week, but since then we actually have a few updates, some new information to share, even just since then. For example, we've already started the process required to identify the candidates for interim pastor. The interim pastor will perform the ministerial activities and otherwise support the transition while we formally search for a settled permanent pastor. The goal is to have this interim pastor in place to start immediately after Reverend Sue's last Sunday in June. A small transition team has been formed, and it's being led by Liz Rivett. Didn't mention this before, but stand up. Yeah, that's Liz right there. Okay. This team is responsible for the search that will result in an interim pastor, and that will be voted on by church council. The team members of the interim pastor search team are Dan Panachida, Grace Bruin, Jessica Carson, Don Atkus, Mark Bruin, and Sally Atkus. So please feel free to reach out to any of them on the transition team, Liz, and the rest of the team members with any questions, concerns, or suggestions. Now, St. John's also loves a party. So one thing to let you know about as well is we will be forming what we'll loosely term a celebration team to coordinate activities associated with leading up to all the time between now and Reverend Sue's last Sunday. More on that to come, but we will be establishing a team and identifying a point person for people to come to with any ideas about those types of things as well. Finally, a separate, larger search committee will be established later and be responsible for identifying candidates for the settled pastor, the permanent pastor. This committee will be led primarily by the Board of Elders, but additional members will be selected from across the congregation. Membership is going to be selected to ensure that it represents the full breadth of diversity that is the St. John's Motley Crew. We will also be engaging with the congregation to solicit your thoughts, suggestions, or concerns, and more details about how that will be set up and arranged will come later as well. It also goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway, we are very fortunate to have an incredibly talented and dedicated ministerial staff in Pastor Addy and Andrew, as well as excellent support staff already in place. I assure you, they are already playing very key roles in the selection process, and we are also receiving significant support from Reverend Kevin McLemore, who is the Associate Conference Minister for Search and Call, and he's been providing a lot of help with that as well. So, the process for identifying and selecting a new settled pastor is going to take 12 to 18 months, and it could take even longer than that. We are embarking on an important journey, finding the right person to lead us into a new chapter at St. John's, and it's going to require input, support, and patience from all of you, our members and friends. We will continue to share updates and additional details regarding these pastoral search activities periodically. In the meantime, please feel free to contact me or Liz or any of the members of the transition team at any time with any questions that you may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. I invite you now to join with me as we shift our gears and prepare to enter into worship. Join with me in taking a deep and slow breath. Let us breathe in God's presence here among us. That comforting, strengthening presence. May we dare to breathe out those things that might distract us or weigh us down as we enter into this time now of sensing God in our midst and worshiping together. Amen.